Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know it doesn't always feel that way, but I do. And I, you know what? Whether we're on the same page or not, like your comments. As long as you don't get stupid, as long as you don't get hateful. Hey, later on in the show, Horace Cooper is going to join me. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. And a constitutional professor. And, might I say, he wouldn't call himself an African American. He calls himself a Black American. He happens to be a Black American. How's that? This week here, I know some of you have already commented on it, which I think is hilarious. We've had a boatload of Black guests on this week. And I'll tell you why. The thing I always got a kick of, if when I make comment about the Black community, some of you uneducated people will send me emails and say, I don't have a right to talk about Black issues because I'm not Black. Okay, I don't agree, but okay. Talk about women's issues, talk about abortion. Well, I can't talk about that either because I don't have a uterus, not a woman. Good luck with that. You know, I go down the whole list, LGBTQ issues, right? I'm not gay, so therefore I can't talk about gay issues, right? I mean, makes sense, doesn't it? It just never stops. Well, human issues are human issues, are they not? Does everything have to be carved out? See, the Dems are great at that. They got to carve the divide and conquer. It's not just a mantra for them. It's a lifestyle. It's what they live by. Now, they don't think they are. But what happens when you say to somebody, well, you know, you're Black, and not so now you've separated them out, right? You're like the wolf, right? You've gone in and you've kind of separated one of them out. And, you know, the other ones don't like you very much. They want to keep you down. They want to make sure you never get ahead. I mean, think about the videos I've been playing for you all week long and the ones that you've been watching. You have got people in these Black communities that have come forward with videos and say, look, what are you doing? We've spent decades cleaning up this area. We spent decades making this a better place to live. We've had businesses here. We've poured our lives into these. We've cleaned up our homes and cleaned up our blocks. And you come in here in 2 days and you destroy 20 years of work that we did. How do you justify that? I don't think you can. Under any circumstance. You want to chalk it up to, I don't know, racial resistance? I don't care what you call it. The answer is no. You're wrong. You didn't fix anything. You didn't do anything. You made it worse, if anything. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, it's one thing to protest in the streets, right? Make noise, leave a mess. That's, you know, even leaving a mess after all that, you can kind of get past that. I saw a video today of them going down the streets in New York, the person in the video. And the video showed all, you know, some of the major shopping areas boarded up. In my area of town. Does racism exist? Yes, it does. Is it running rampant? Nobody will stick? No, it doesn't. Or I should say, no, it's not. As long as you have a heartbeat, you're going to have some form of racism. You're never going to get rid of it totally. There's always going to be some ignorant, hateful people out there. That doesn't mean you don't try. That doesn't mean you don't call it out when you see it. But what they did in my community of scaring them, whether they do something that isn't over yet, they're going to do 4 days of protest. They're going to do 4 days of protest in a community of 300,000 people or less. Okay, a community that goes out of its way to work with each other. No matter where you are on the skin color spectrum or the educational spectrum. Do we live in utopia? No, nobody does. I don't care where you're at. Nobody does. But these stores had to board up their windows for fear of what they've seen happen everywhere else. All right? The loons on the left were making fun of the fact that our empty mall, because it's been closed for a while, was being guarded by police. Oh, the police are guarding an empty mall. Well, actually, no. The police were guarding somebody's lifelong savings because of in those stores. Not all those stores are owned by JCPenney or that kind of thing. Some of those stores are owned by mom and pops. Some of those stores are owned by people who've got their house, took out a second mortgage to open those stores. And here's a hint. Some of those stores are owned by black families. What are you doing for them? This is why I say it's a joke. They didn't go and just destroy white family property. They didn't just go beat on white cops. They killed black cops over these last few days. Why? If black lives matter, why? I would love somebody from BLM to call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If black lives matter, do all black lives matter? Is it just life? Or is it the property, too? If a family has struggled all its life to put enough money together to open up their small store, and they get it rolling, and they're making a few bucks, and they're getting out of their situation, and you destroy that, what a hypocrite. How do you say Black Lives Matter? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population.
population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. Listen to Real Tyler, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, get involved and get engaged. Seriously. All right? Don't just sit there and listen and go, oh, yeah, okay, it makes a lot of sense, or don't make sense, or whatever it is you think. But really, get involved, get informed, get engaged, and that way you can truly, honestly help make a difference. All right, we're back at it again, and I always love when I have this guy on with me because there's no foo. There's no foo-foo. There's no fluff. We just get to it, and we deal with the issues at hand. Because a lot of people, they don't want to jump in. They don't want to hit these things head-on. Horace Cooper, I've just recently found out, a constitutional professor and a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisor. Horace, thanks for being with me today.
It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
You know, I got to tell you something, though. I'm watching what's going on around me. There's a bunch of you guys that I trust and believe in, the voices of common sense around this place. Protesting is legal, so what's the problem?
Protesting is legal, but trying to unduly influence the outcome of a trial is not. So let's set aside rioting and looting. I think everybody but a few woke professors are on board with the idea that looting and rioting should not be taking place. But I'm also concerned even about the protesting, and that is because if you're a black American and you want to look back in time a little bit, the role of outside agitators influencing what happens in the criminal justice system hasn't been a good deal for black Americans. And if you are a minority, and our Constitution was intended to protect minorities, that is the minority called the individual, you should be very, very worried that it's okay for crowds to demand that certain people be prosecuted. Yes, I'm going to suggest to you that the criminal justice system doesn't work and doesn't contemplate that there are people marching outside demanding that certain individuals be prosecuted. The way a prosecution is supposed to occur is that the professional district attorney and other lawyers determine, looking at the information, whether or not something constitutes a crime. In this particular case, here's what we're seeing. Not only are they not allowing the actual cases, the actual evidence to be the basis for it, they're telling people what the charge is. Oh, it's a third degree? We don't accept that. Oh, it's a second degree? We want a first degree homicide. And now they're saying that we won't be satisfied unless there's a conviction. Our entire legal system is predicated on the idea that there's always the possibility of an acquittal. In fact, premised in our system is the idea that some clearly guilty people will go free so that we don't unduly arrest, incarcerate, and hold people who are innocent. All of that is being thrown out the window. And if you can do it in this case, then you can do it in any case. And all of us have our rights jeopardized.
Horace,
they are contravening our constitutional protections this way.
I am so glad that you brought this up because, you know, and I'm just going to be raw about it. When a white guy says anything about BLM, it's time to tar, feather, and hang the guy, right? And right now what you're seeing happen with BLM is they're so noisy, they're causing so many problems. You've got elected leaders all across this country that, for all intents and purposes, are bowing a knee to them. Okay, what do you want? What do you want to do? L.A., look at L.A. City. They're going to pull. They started at $250 million. He got so much pressure, he backed down to $150 million. Now he's going to pull away from the police department to build up black communities. And can I just be raw about this? For what? To burn them down next time that there's some kind of quote-unquote peaceful protest? I'm afraid about this. I'm afraid, or concerned, I should say. You're looking at Pepsi, and there's many, many, many major corporations that are giving money now to BLM. They could be a force to reckon with and not a positive one, in my personal opinion.
Okay, so, again, let's look at our legacy. In the late 19th century and the early 20th century, the federal government refused to enforce the legal protections that minorities were expecting, and they allowed then the military wing of the Democrats, that was the Klan, to come through, loot and destroy, and make the lives of the citizenry miserable. Why? Why today would anyone be in favor, after watching and reading our history, of what happens when you withdraw law enforcement protection of individuals, whether those are black businesses or white businesses? Why, with that history, would you say, oh, well, let's do this again. The truth of the matter is it has been convenient for Democrats in the past to withdraw protection of property rights, of civil rights, and it is popular again for Democrats to do so. We absolutely must stand up for the expression of power and force as needed to make sure that the rights and property of individual citizens, be they black, brown, or white, that those are protected. I call out shame on the governor of Minnesota, shame on the mayor of Los Angeles, shame on the governor of New York, and these other places that are not standing up and insisting, yes, it is my responsibility to see to it that we are protecting the rights and freedoms and property of our citizens. We should not be reducing the financial support of law enforcement. We should be augmenting it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, I grew up in Boston in the 70s, a lot of turmoil there. It didn't help that the police were well understaffed. Look, in some of the clips, I've been playing clips all week long, and my heart goes out to the black business owners, especially whose stores were demolished, just desecrated, in the name of supporting the black community. I just don't even get that at all. I feel bad for them. But you know, again, as we
what
move,
a mockery!
Yeah,
what a mockery!
I agree.
In the name of blacks, we're going to let the property of blacks be destroyed, and it is going to take decades to undo that. And there will be those progressive voices who will then say, "See, you're behind. You're haven't caught up yet. It must be systemic racism." When in fact, specific instances like these are the reason for the circumstance.
You know, real quick, because I know we're tight on time here, but and some of the clips I've been getting from people, you're seeing white people all across the country taking a knee, putting their hands up and reciting the chants that BLM is leading them in. And I don't know if you saw that one video of the single white girl that got on her knees and kind of... We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. I mean, seriously, you got to hear this. You got to hear his response. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. We want you all to be part of the solution. Now, look, so for clarity here, I'm not beating on BLM just to beat on BLM. All right? I mean, seriously. If there's injustice, if there's racism, if these things are bad and wrong, then we need to fix them. Right? We don't allow any group, I don't care what the group is, to come in and bully, and that's how they're going to get their way momentarily. If you don't think these mayors are pandering to these groups, the mayor of D.C. throwing out the National Guard out of the city, I hope she gets in so much trouble she can't, that she needs the National Guard, then what is she going to do? She's going to drop to her knees and beg for forgiveness? And then she paints a big BLM in the street two blocks from the White House like it's an in-your-face to Trump? Keep it up. You guys, don't stop. Please don't stop. Because as of today, with the new Rasmussen poll, President Trump, his approval rating in the black community has skyrocketed. And it's now at 40%+. Keep up the good work, people. I appreciate it more than you know. Horace Cooper joins me. You know, Horace has been, he's been on the show, God, a gazillion times. And I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Because frankly, you know, Horace is he's a conservative, a constitutional attorney. Or was a constitutional professor, I should say, at George Washington University. You know, he's also one of the co-founders of Project 21. And again, if you've noticed all week long, it isn't the white guy Joe talking about this. These are people that are involved in it, that have grown up in it, and have had to put up with real racism, not the stuff we want to call racism. and some of the clips I've been getting from people, you're seeing white people all across the country taking a knee, putting their hands up, and reciting the chants that BLM is leading them in. And I don't know if you saw that one video of the single white girl that got on her knees and kind of begged for forgiveness, if you would. I'm going, this is going to incite violence. This is not going to help the situation. It looks bad. It feels bad. It's just got a real ucky feeling about it. I mean, am I overreacting to this, or...?
Well, you're leaving out a word, and this is the word I said on Laura Ingraham's show last night, evil. It is evil for any society to try to distinguish among the racial groups which ones will be favored and which ones will be disfavored. You can make it the white group today, and tomorrow the black group, and the next day the Asian group. It doesn't matter. Throughout recorded history, whenever you are picking one group to debase and one group to uplift, you are engaged in the evil. The whole premise of America is that the citizen is going to expect equality before the law, and that no one is able to say to that citizen, you can't have this, or they are over there are going to have that. We had hard fought efforts as part of the civil rights movement to make sure that principle that I just described applied to everyone. Shame on progressives, including the Black Lives Movement group, Black Lives Matters movement, saying, let's throw that principle out and let's go back to the historically, globally poor model of evil that said some people were going to be favored and other people were going to be disfavored. Shame on them.
You know, again, I'm all for peaceful protesting, and these people that are defacing buildings, burning places down, they've been picked up, they've been locked up, and the majority of them have been let go. No charges, no anything. I just think this is asinine. What this says is that you can do whatever you want to do if you think an injustice has been done to right it, even if that means pounding on people, beating up old Asian women. I just tell you that the visuals on this, I don't think are going to go away soon, and I don't think it's going to bring about peace real quick. I know you're tight on time. Tell people, how can we help? What can we actually do to help this, and how can we get in touch with you or read some of your writings?
Well, so my new book is coming out during the 4th of July, How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again.
Oh, cool.
But it is not simply economics. It's a history of the success strategies that work and a critique of the policies like we're seeing now. That don't work. I would recommend that all of your audience, that they remember Martin Luther King's vision, that every American is going to be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we're not saying. Shame on Google, shame on Pepsi, and all of these companies that are saying that there are some people that are better than others. This is no different than what we might have seen in the 1930s and the 1940s when certain privileged companies were preferring white America over black America.
Uh-huh.
It just shifts in time, and that's why the concept is evil. Every citizen should be equal before the law.
Amen. Horace, God bless you, man. Keep up the good work. I love what you write. I love what you say. And go hit them hard. I know you got a whole bunch more interviews today, and we'll have you back on maybe next week and do some cleanup. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless. You got to love this guy. Again, he's not afraid to get out there and speak up. He's not afraid to tell people exactly how he feels about what is going on in the black community and not going on in the black community. Many of you, as he has told me in the past, you call him a sellout. There's other names that you have for him that I won't repeat here because I don't think they deserve to be repeated. You know, again, when you think about this, you think about what's going on. Is BLM really helping the black community? Are they in it for them? I mean, seriously. I'm curious what it is that they believe or don't believe to be true. You know, again, when you look at what they're posting, what they have up, that they're not going to stop, even if it means violence, to bring about peace. And the the knee bending that these elected officials are doing. I just don't get it. Look how long it's taken them to finally fess up to, if you would. You know, fess up to Antifa being a terrorist group for all intents and purposes. They're not right-leaning, that's for sure. And then all the money that the big corporations are going to give BLM. It's just amazing to me. You know, defunding the police. That's their big mantra right now. Right? They need to defund the police. Why? What are they afraid of? I can give you the numbers again, but I've given it to them too many times now. You should know the answer to these things. You should know what makes sense. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, you can't just, and the LA Times is guilty, and so are other big left-wing rags, as we used to call them. They're guilty of this as much as anybody else is, in saying that, you know, putting out misinformation, that young black men, their biggest cause of death is police. Are they crazy? If you go to the BLM website, one of the stories they have up there is defunding the police. So their answer to crime, let's not inform, let's not retrain whatever the police departments, individuals on. I see, you know, I said it earlier. I said it with, I said it with plenty of our guests recently, including Horace Cooper. You know, these guys, don't tell me, you guys in blue, that you know or don't know from inside your own organization who is racist and who isn't. Who has the ability, the capability to hurt someone and who doesn't. Come on, you know who it is. Don't let them get over. Don't let them sully. Don't let them taint the rest of the department because you got a bad egg in there, a couple of bad eggs in there. The four officers charged in George Floyd's murder. Right, three of them were rookies, right, amateurs for all intents and purposes. But they should have said something. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning
growing population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, really, seriously, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, a lot of you guys are sending me video clips, okay? And I can't play them all. I mean, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. And it gives me good information, but I can't play them all. One of the clips that I could play for you, but, you know, it is radio for all intents and purposes. I can't play because it's full of, you know, swear words. And all it would be is one long beep to a big degree. But what it shows is a bunch of BLM people in a park, and a black sheriff walks through. He's got a gun and a backpack and his uniform on. And they're taunting him, and then they reach for the rifle. Right? Telling him that, you know, he's a sellout, he shouldn't be a police officer, the whole nine yards. This is what you've raised. Yeah. I know, some of you get mad at me. This is what you've raised. And you grandparents who didn't get on your kids or allowed your kids to raise kids like this, shame on you. This is what you've raised. I don't want to hear about this being like the protest of the 60s, because it's not. It isn't. It just flat out isn't. And jumping on black people, telling, think about that. There's a dozen white guys around this black guy, black sheriff, telling him what he should believe or shouldn't believe. Wow. I guess his black life doesn't matter, does it? They don't really care. Ed from Washington, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate your time, Ed.
Hey, listen, I've been watching limitedly because I get tired of all these so-called demonstrators or protesters for this good cause, and I really don't believe in their sincerity or of their convictions, because I know if I was, and I have intervened, I know that if I was there trying to peacefully get my position across for what I felt was a good cause, and I saw someone breaking the law, I turned around and arrested them, turned them over to the police. I wouldn't allow it. Yep. And I see none of this going on. So it really is hard for me to think of anybody that's up there that allows someone in their group break out and start doing damage and then them not doing anything about it. So I have very little, it's almost like I have very little sympathy for what they're trying to do. I have sympathy for the victim, okay, and right. However that plays out. But these people that go out and then amongst them they start having people disrupt it and they do not do anything about it, guess what? You get what you deserve then.
No, but listen, I'm purposely going looking at these videos. Let me see if I missed something or didn't miss something. I'm listening to what's being said. I'm watching young white guys. And Al Sharpton said, oh, it's so great to see young white males getting involved in our cause. Well, if your cause is to tear apart black communities, you know, tear down black businesses, burn down police stations of black communities, then yeah, Al, they're right on board with you. But if your cause is truly to bring peace, if your cause is truly to make sure that, you know, the black violence that's happening doesn't happen, you failed. You get an F-. Am I wrong, Ed?
One more thing is all these guys, oh, it's people from out of town. How ignorant do you have to be? I can bet you that the only ones that are, a majority of those that are participating, along with the groups that are being paid to do this, the BLM people and all that, are opportunists. If they weren't breaking in, taking the opportunity of breaking in to those stores, yeah, they'd be breaking into your house. So yeah, this crap out, all these mayors say, oh, it's outsiders being brought in. Well, what is this? Is this like a criminal's day off where now he can participate in a gang type of raping of the streets and harming people? So they can't just put it off like it's people from outside the community that's coming in. There's a portion of that. We know that. I mean, even if I took time to investigate, I would understand that. But
for sure,
a portion of those are people that actually live there. And instead of breaking into your house in another area, they're using this opportunity to break into businesses.
Well, again, I look at this. I look at what's going on. And, Ed, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate the time you just spend listening and giving a call. Bye-bye. So, you know, one of the things that that I'm going to try to play for you here in a second is Santa Monica, California, right? I mean, they are like the bastion of liberalism next to Berkeley. And when you look at what they're doing, what they're trying to do, what they are doing, and what they're getting away with in Santa Monica. Because, you know, Santa Monica was a place where they brought the homeless in. You had to have a place for the whole. We've got to be the people. We've got to show the compassion. We've got to show them, you know, show people how to handle, how to deal with homelessness. It about destroyed the city. Because they weren't kicking them off the streets or helping them get somewhere else or helping them get the help they need. They were just basically allowing them to go any place they want to go. Now, I want you to notice some of the things that are going on since all this started going down, right? I mean, homelessness in San Francisco was out of control, and in Los Angeles. There were plagues and diseases coming back, or I should say diseases coming back, that we hadn't seen in decades, been gone forever. They were coming back because the Garcettis of the world refused to kick the homeless off the sidewalks, find another place for them. kick them off the lawns at the LA City Hall? Again, they had people getting sick. I mean, they're defecating in the street, they're crapping in the streets, on the sidewalks. That was all okay. In San Francisco, what do we see on a daily basis before all this happened, before Corona, what have you, right? What we saw was store owners complaining, Democrats complaining about Gavin Newsom and others that ran that city. And then all of a sudden, coronavirus hit. We all got locked in our homes in California, but not the homeless. They can still run around rampant. They can still run around doing what they want to do. Nobody's going to throw them off the streets. None of this makes any sense. Can anybody put any logic to this? I would love somebody from the left to call and say, here's how it makes sense, but they're not going to do it. Because it would be easier to, it would be very easy, extremely easy, to hand the stupidity to them. Yeah, you heard me. That's what it is. It's stupidity. It's lunacy. You had all those people in the street dancing. Right? You saw them. You had to see them. If you're watching any kind of stuff on TV, you had to see them. No masks. Touching and hugging each other. Not from the same household. But yet, I can't go to church. No plan here, right? I mean, no. It makes perfect sense. Because I want you to think about it. Church people are much more susceptible to COVID-19 and passing it to each other than people running around and sweating in the streets, touching each other with no masks on. Now, I think it's going to be manufactured. I almost hate to say it to give many ideas. But if you don't see a massive spike in COVID-19, you know it was all a hoax. It was all a game. Heard today, there are so many things that are contradictory that are coming out against the left. Right, the World Health Organization has now come out and said what? Anybody? That the hydroxychloroquine works. Oh, no. They might have been wrong. Oh, no. After they ridiculed Trump for weeks over it. But you won't get an apology from them. You won't hear a word from them. Dr. Fauci has not only said, come out in the last week or so, talked about how maybe we shouldn't wear masks all the time, and now saying we need to open the schools up. Reports from Europe are coming in that even though they're seeing some more or more cases of the coronavirus, but they're much milder. Okay, we're building up a resistance to it. You can't build up, you know. You can't dip your kids in Purell, or Purell, or whatever it's called. Your body has to be able, or has to learn how to fight this stuff off. And it can't do it if you keep it away. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, it sounds like all I'm doing tonight is beating up BLM, and I'm not. It's not the goal here. I don't know if they started off properly. I don't know if they had all the right intention when they started. I don't know. You'd have to be involved and engage with them on a daily basis to know that. But like everything else, you know, if we get too much power, they start to go sideways, right? And all these companies now that are giving... Why all of a sudden these companies giving big bucks to BLM? Right? It's just amazing. Are they giving in to? I mean, seriously, are they giving in to these people or what? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch, you know, and if you head over to therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you want to have text, you want to be alerted by text, text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You know, head up to the website again, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Not going to make you nuts. You can decide whether you want to listen or not. You know who's coming up. You can take advantage of some of the things going on. Look, some of you, if you ordered a mask from us and you never got it, please send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.